Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Staying with us another 15 minutes. Some stations don't carry this first five. Conan, to answer that big question about his message to people in the establishment that don't want to be part of this destruction but don't know what to do. He's one of those guys that went public, went through a lot, that's been vindicated. We'll talk about that coming up in about 6 minutes. But what do you think? I mean, we know why the deep state and the UN replacement migration says they're doing this, but you see the Democrats having to live in the blue cities they've created. They're wrecked. They're wrecking everything. And I just don't see, I kind of ask you to answer the question now when you continue next segment, why is the establishment thinking, Scott, that they're going to be insulated from what they're doing? And that tyrants do that throughout history all the time, but they always get consumed by the crises they create.
There is a certain bureaucratic mindset that afflicts the two-dimensional. They don't have any creative adaptability or flexibility. They don't imagine. They just hammer away at their mundane existence and jobs and their mundane mind. So there is a softness and a cauterization that has occurred in their mental processing. They don't think about these things. They're fearful. They're cowardly. They're weak, ultimately. That's what defines a lot of people in the bureaucratic circles. They care about their chunk of cheese and their retirement. Sure.
But the globalists on top of them are a lot smarter. How do they think they're going to be insulated from this?
They're hoping people are going to die off, Alex. They're hoping for all sorts of COVID-19-related mass deaths, mass lobotomizations, mass deterioration of the physical body of humanity. Look at what we have allowed to happen with giving people this COVID-19 vaccine on the military level and the government level. Everybody who got that vaccine, sadly, and I've met Mikovits and a lot of other doctors and scientists, everybody that got that shot, I'm convinced, sadly, is going to demise very, very quickly and possibly with a mental fog. This is what the vaccine does. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Let's call it that. I keep having to get corrected. It's a biochemical weapon designed to crush and destroy the DNA of human beings. And everyone who got it, if it wasn't a placebo, sadly, is going to have to process through that. That's, I think, the motivation of why they're trying to rush this through. Look at Europe. They have forcibly jabbed people with this bioweapon. They are forcing people in Europe to eat bugs and worship the climate and worship the rainbow flag. This is an ungodly, evil agenda that the globalists are trying to create a Star Trek world. With this delusion. And
exactly. It's build back better. They say they've got to destroy this world before they build their utopia, but all they're building is hell on earth.
They are. It is hell on earth. And that's the difference. We recognize it. We smell the death. We sense the evil behind their animated lies and demonic smiles. And it's causing us to retract and pull back and say, no, we're going to create our own communities, our own tribes, our own regions aside from this. And I think, you know, that's another reason Putin and Russia have stood up and have said wokeism is a crime against humanity. Russia wrote into its constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman. Why can't the United States do that? Why can't states do that? Marriage is between a man and a woman. It was created by God for being fruitful and multiply, not for a perverse, masturbatory exercise and all of the other dysfunctions that follow the homosexual, transgender, surgical alteration. We're creating a generation of madness. And I've said this before, too. We are suffering this curse, this affliction, because of the bloodshed and chaos and violence that we've unleashed upon the world for the past 20 years, starting with 9/11. So Bush and Cheney and these other traitors and Obama and Biden that launched us into this military juggernaut since 2001 onward, we're now reaping the benefit of that curse, or I should say the horrors of that curse. And that is the spiritual moment where people need to, as God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. We have to pray for a healing of our land. We have to also stand up.
Stay there, sir. Back in 60 seconds. On target. Scott Bennett.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number three. Our guest leaves us here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to cover all the Southern and state news I've not hit yet. Your discretion will be advised. Our team's now in El Paso with Michael Yon. They'll be reporting throughout the war room today live from the collapse of the border that's already happened but will accelerate tonight when Title 42 expires at midnight. Scott Bennett was commissioned into the U.S. Army as an officer, Special Operations, 11th Psychological Operations Battalion. I won't go over his whole background. Shellgame, whistleblower.com. He's got a very important book that's a report to Congress you should get. In the time we have left, that message to the minions that are just going along with the system out of fear of losing their job versus the globalists that are in control, 99%+ of people are going to be destroyed by this New World Order depopulation program. You go back to Carnegie Endowment after World War One. They said the way to have peace is to have tyranny, trigger wars beforehand, depopulate. So that decision by the ultra-rich has been made. They don't like looking at masses of humanity. This is their program. But the rest of us going along with it is purely satanic agenda. It's suicidal. Plus, we're designed to stand up and build communities, humanity. It makes us feel good. It's who we are. So for all the people that have been asleep or serving evil, you're not empowered because you're not being a good person. And I think there's always time, except for certain really evil individuals, to turn back. I think that's the story of and the truth of Christ on the cross. With one person repented, the other didn't. Or look at Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. So directly addressing those in the system. You already addressed those fighting it, and gave us great advice. But for people out there that have gone down this road of evil so long, now it's so clear that true wickedness runs our government and other major governments. What is your message to them?
Well, behold, I am the Lord who heals. Let thy light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We can all cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts and heal us. And our past sins are all forgiven and forgotten, and our future sins as well, under the blood of Christ. So even if you are a diabolical devil minion doing all sorts of evil and corruption and abortions and all sorts of bad things, whatever it is, Christ heals. Christ calls us. The thief on the cross had the moment, and God said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So Christ is our source and our healing and our support, and he is taking away from us, Alex, the idolatry which America has worshipped for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and that idolatry is being peeled away from us, and we're rediscovering the manna in the desert, our complete dependence on God, and I think that's the real awakening is he's unleashing this in America and other parts of the world, too. So my message to those who are part of the evil cabal or the Democrats and such, cry out to God. He will heal you. If he knocks, open it. Behold, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's one name under heaven by which man can be saved. And the most important words, Alec, that people can say, when you go into a supervisor's meeting, when you go into a school board meeting, and you go to that podium and speak, or your little child goes, you say, I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, be my ambassadors. He is in my heart, and I'm telling you right now that any evil, any corruption, any of this perversion that you try and advance, you will be held to account. You will hear the words, depart from me, ye who do iniquity. I never knew you. So be the ambassador. Be bold. Now is the time to be bold, because you're right. They try and intimidate. They try and bully. They try and threaten. They try and say, well, we're the FBI, or we'll come after you. You have no power except what my Father, Heavenly Father, gives you, Christ said. The federal government, these federal agencies are falling apart. And I'll say this. This border invasion is the one moment where these states have to bind together and say, no, we are not going to allow an invasion into the United States that will only get worse and worse and worse and completely corrupt our body politic into a cancer.
And we've been saying it's only going to get worse when Obama accelerated it, Trump stopped it, now it exploded. I mean, if we think a million on the border right now about to come in is bad, the numbers are the UN estimates they want to bring 680 million people here.
Yes, yes, and there is the end of the United States. This is the one time and juncture that the states need to defy this fake Biden presidency and these lunatics in Washington and say, no, we are not allowing one bus, one train, one plane, one car, one caravan, one donkey to come into Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Arizona. We're cutting it off, and we're asking all the other states to send their people down and help us man the border. If the federal government won't do it, then the United States of America will do it. We do not need the federal government. We need the hearts and minds of our people and governors to recognize their duty under the Constitution is to protect their people, not other people from every other third world
and
country.
And we know in the 80s they came to Reagan, who overall was a good guy, he got misled some, and presented him a martial law plan under a collapsed border. He said no, but they are definitely resurrecting Rex 84.
Yes, yes, they have. Reagan was wrong in that original amnesty that they've done, but this is a world-changing event, Alex. No one really, you said it well, they're going to flood this country with every third world population person so that there is no United States of America. You have an escape from New York, District 9 garbage heap, and you think little girls being snatched off the street while they're on their little scooters wearing pink dresses is not going to happen? You have another thing coming. These cartels are going to transition their economies into human trafficking, sex trafficking, and they're going to target the little girls in your neighborhoods and your little boys very quickly. This is going to turn into a nightmare if it is not stopped by every veteran.
Oh, it's already begun. I mean, child kidnapping is off the charts, and it barely hits the news. People go to a Mavericks game, and 8-year-old girls get grabbed and are found 2 weeks later with over 100 men raping them in Oklahoma City. I mean, it's just insane. They're putting fentanyl on kids' arms in, like, little girls outside Targets and grabbing and loading them in vans, and it hits the news one time and gets shut down.
That's when the Second Amendment comes in. That's when Hunter Posse groups come in. That's where men and women rise up and say, not in our community, not in our town, not in our street, not in our court.
And by the way, the only safe places in Mexico is where the farmers have illegally gotten guns and started doing that.
You have to meet this enemy as an enemy. It is a foreign invading force of demoniacs, MS-13 lunatics with faces covered in tattoos. Yeah, you can say they were trained by CIA in the early days, but they are now invading the United States. And it needs to be stopped by all means necessary. And we are in a civil war. We're in a revolutionary war. We've been in a civil war, revolutionary war, since this fake president was pushed in by the PSYOP of January 6th. I saw all the documentation. I was right there in the middle of it. And their agenda is to destroy this country, destroy the patriots, destroy those Trump-supporting patriots.
And again, how does the average FBI, I know most of them are involved with special units, same ones in the Whitmer kidnapping, ran January 6th. How do they get these people to do something so evil against their own family? I mean, it's just insane. Well, it's like, how do they think what they're doing isn't going to affect them? Like you said, it's two-dimensional thinking.
Yeah. A lot of the military, a lot of the FBI and these agencies and these police have never been in the military. They've never sworn an oath as the military officers have or military enlisted. The difference between a military person and the police or FBI and such, we've sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution against the United of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath does not go away. Whether we're retired, whether you're from Vietnam or Korea or Iraq or anywhere else, this massive pool of veterans between 30 and 90, this is the Army of the United States that needs to step in and defend our country, defend our children, defend our families, defend our borders. We need to rise up because the ATF, FBI, and these other federal agencies are demonically seduced in a lot of ways. Half these false flag shootings are done with permission of these Masonic entities that are in the police and such. We need to recognize there is no dependency or trust that we can have on any federal force. That's why I would say that states should tell the FBI, ATF, you don't have jurisdiction here.
No, that's right. America is a failed state now. We need a new Declaration of Independence, a coalition of states to reconvene and create a new federal government. This current one is totally occupied. Very impressive. Scott Bennett, join us again very soon. ShellGameWhistleblower.com. People should get your book there. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And I hope you have you in the studio soon.
God bless you, Alex. Happy to anytime.
Thank you. A lot of breaking news, a ton of stuff coming up. Just stay with us. That was an amazing interview. We're going to post it to Bandai Video. Please share it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The video just went live minutes ago. It's on InfoWars.com. You need to share it. You are the Paul Revere's. Border hell tsunami unleashed. And then I'm going to show you reality of what's happening to our children. Viewer discretion is advised. But here is John Bowen's latest report.
Don't take me. Don't take me.
Don't touch my
okay,
camera.
Don't take me.
You're in America. It's a free country.
Okay, so what?
Go home. You go home.
But it says my home.
One of my journalist sources is proven to be extremely accurate. Started calling me desperately yesterday morning before the attack in Dallas. He said, do not go to shopping malls or grocery stores, that the two largest drug cartels have not worked together in more than 20 years, have made a deal, and are working with the Biden administration to launch terror attacks inside the United States using operatives where they'll kidnap their mother or their son or their daughter and say, if you don't run people over, if you don't go shoot people, we're going to kill your sister, your daughter, your mother, your father.
Originally, when the report came from an insider that was actually in the room, as they say, but at the compound, where an unprecedented meeting took place, where the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel got together. Why is it unprecedented? Well, rival cartels don't typically get together to plan events. They're against each other. They're killing each other.
Hours later, what the source told us was imminent happened. The source started calling our other source Friday night. He didn't talk to him until 10:30 in the morning. He checked his phone record. This happened, 1:32 p.m. in the afternoon. So that's powerful.
This is the border. The more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
The border is not open.
We can't treat people like criminals when they're crossing the border.
Biden said there's no crisis at the border for 2.5 years. He said surge the border, out of control crime, out of control murder. Now, as the border completely collapses and up to 80,000 people are set to come across on Thursday when Title 42 expires in El Paso alone, suddenly, oh my gosh, it's a giant crisis.
This is a manufactured crisis and a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
Manufactures crises.
And the fact is, President Trump must stop holding American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis.
We are clear-eyed about the challenges we are likely to face in the days and weeks ahead, which have the potential to be very difficult. We are taking this approach within the constraints of a broken immigration system that Congress has not fixed for more than 2 decades. And without the resources we need, personnel, facilities, transportation, and others that we have requested of Congress and that we were not given.
Recently, the Democrats gathered on the Hill to oppose a measure condemning voting in U.S. elections by illegal immigrants. As part of the H.R. 1 election proposal, rejecting the Republican portion, allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote devalues the franchise and diminishes the voting power of the United States citizens. Instead, opting to support illegal voting currently underway in local elections.
And here's how it's going to work. They activate the cartels that do this stuff every few minutes in Mexico. Every few hours, they rule by terror. They start shooting people, bombing people, running people over through their operatives. And then Biden comes and says, oh my gosh, we've got to take the Second Amendment and I will secure the border, and I'll bring in the new title.
Second Amendment is not absolute.
Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water in the blood of patriots. What's happened is, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. I think this presents us with some significant opportunities to make some real changes. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there.
The drug cartels on the surface are angry because the Title 42 gets lifted. They won't have people being deported all the time so they can make money 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times off of them.
And I'm being told that this is nothing. There's going to be a massive wave. There's going to be no doubt about the pressure for Joe Biden. Now, this is a total twofold effort. They're going to try to also never let a good crisis go to waste.
I mean, folks, this goes on in Mexico all the time. The cartels will order, say, take Cancun is controlled by the government and the military. One of the few zones that's somewhat safe. And they don't pay enough protection money. You'll see dozens of robberies, murders a day, bombing, shootings. Via the cartels. That's what they do. And here in America, if you've got millions of people coming across a year paying on average $10,000-$15,000, you know, the lowest is $7,000 according to congressional testimony, and I agree with that analysis, that's billions. And so all hell is breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. All right, full report at Bandai Video and InfoWars.com. And the viewers are doing a great job taking these clips and posting them everywhere. I see it all over the place. You are really kicking ass. Let's intensify our efforts. You can see how real this is. Okay. We still got some time to the break, but here's what I want to do. I want to hit the AI news that's really important. I want to hit the electric car news that's key. Got some amazing Klaus Schwab clips. Big Tucker Carlson news. More on Biden's disinformation office they've relaunched that makes it criminal. They say you're not truthful. Gotta love that. One of the biggest liars plans ever seen. But viewer discretion is advised when we come back. And I actually have surgical videos, but we're not going to show those. Of them chopping little girls' breasts off, chopping little boys' testicles off. But they also chop parts of their arms off. And again, this is beyond a Clive Barker novel or a horror movie like Hellraiser. That's a movie. This is really happening with the establishment up there saying we're the medical system. This is good. So we're going to show you what's going on, what they're teaching the kids to do. And they're taking children from parents all over the world now, including the U.S., and literally, well, wait till you see it. Wait, it's too much to watch the videos. Okay, I'm chopping the penises up and cutting the uteruses out and cutting the breast off. But I'll show you photos, okay? And I'll give you the medical background on that type of surgery, particularly coming up. Please remember, the only way this hardcore news and information gets out is you. You're the ambassador of the information. You're the Paul Revere. You're everything. We can stop these people. We got a good chance of doing it, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we hit a point of no return at some point. So we're not there yet, but man, we've got to be praying. We've got to be active, and you've got to support the broadcast and share the articles, videos like you're doing. And yes, we have products. You really need these products. Man, our krill oil is the highest rated. Our fish oil is the highest rated. Our 10-hour clean energy turbo force packet stock is amazing. The tri-iodine with ether crystal iodine, X3 is the missing link. Almost everybody's deficient in real iodine. Most iodine is bound. This is not bound. It's pure. You need it, and it funds the broadcast. It's a simple decision to be healthy and to be part of victory and to be part of the tip of the spear. Make the decision now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 today. Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for several years. Couldn't get the proprietary ingredients. It's back. The first shipment in 2+ years. It's almost sold out. On Friday, the 40% off ends. It'll be in stock another week or so at full price. If you want Real Red Pill, if you've never experienced it or you got it and loved it before, get Real Red Pill Plus now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, books, films, T-shirts, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you. Thank you for your support and thank you for your prayer and your word of mouth. You are victory. You are literally the front line. You are the hedge. All right, we shall return with nightmares upon nightmares so we can expose it and so we can stop it. Stay with us.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You'll want to watch InfoWars updates and new breaking reports. You'll want to watch the war room today, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Alan Schroyer linking up with Michael, Jan, and others at the collapsing border in El Paso, the rest of our team. So look for live coverage today, 3 p.m., and obviously on my show tomorrow. They're now on the ground there. First, I want to just make this point. The major corporations, the big banks, the media, they're all trying to sexualize our children. It's on record to screw them up and form a relationship with the system and the medical system. And there's major studies out on suicide, death, highest rates of people in government studies. So these aren't people being abused because they're transgender by all the mean people who are trying to reject this attack. This is being done by the system. Now look at this doll. This doll is being pushed all across North America and in Europe, many other dolls like it, little girls with penises to confuse children and to sexualize children so they become interested in what that is. This is the whole pedophile system. Phalloplasty was invented in 1936 and first performed in 1946 in Russia in a man that had his genitals blown off. And it doesn't work. It creates a mess. It almost always rots and falls off. Doesn't have any real feeling in it. The nerves are all dead. How do they do it? Here it is. This is being done to tens of thousands of girls a year in the United States that, quote, want a penis. They cut off the forearm, skin, and tissue. This is a girl's forearm. Her muscles have been framed to create a fake phallus that doesn't function. So they take the skin and the muscles down to the bone. They will take and make her a fake urethra. She'll probably be incontinent. She will certainly never function like a man, and her muscles won't grow back. Google phalloplasty or phallusplasty, P-H-A-L-L-O, plasty. Okay? There's videos that are being done. I'm not going to show it to you. This is what they call care for young, mentally ill individuals. Literally cutting off their arm and their tissue to make them a penis. Legalizing horrible mutilation. Here's a young woman that's had her breast cut off. This is right out of Hellraiser. When you take a closer look at the young girl, you notice a lot of cutting marks from self-harm. This is a sign of severe mental illness, and don't worry, the state's more than happy to complete that for her. This is the fake penis, where they cut off the muscles and the tissue. They then form it. Again, in almost all cases, it rots off and causes infections. It has to be surgically removed within a year on average. There they are taking thigh tissue to make the penis. This is the total psychotic government that we have. Washington Democrat Governor Inslee signs controversial bill allowing government to take away minors from parents and not tell them where they are and cut their breasts and uteruses off and cut their parts of their arms off. Republicans demand answers after suicides, plural, in NIH transgender study. And it goes into the high level of suicide with people in the government's study. They're literally killing people. They want to euthanize you. This is as close as they can get. But now all over the Western world, they're saying that they are going to, they're not saying it, they're saying, hey, we're going to have state push you to commit suicide, and the state's your guardian when you're mentally ill. We decide to kill you and say you agreed to it. A child or a mentally ill person is not of the age of consent. Texas AG to investigate hospital that provides irreversible gender transition to minors, cutting their penises and breasts off. Absolutely. This is psychotic. This is a cult. Look at this transgender woman right here. Trans woman is cleared of flashing her penis at Three Moms Using Ohio. YMCA judge said she's too fat, he's too fat, for his genitals to be seen. This is all just pervert planet, ladies and gentlemen. Trans Starbucks barista screams at customer for misgendering him. Assaults man filming the outburst. And it goes on and on. Meanwhile, coming after your children, Chelsea Clinton is working with the WHO and the Gates Foundation, that cue that club up from yesterday, to have the largest childhood immunization effort ever in the next year and a half. She's also pushing gender queer to be in all elementary and middle schools that teaches children to go with adults that want to have sex with you and have sex with them in the shower or in the back of their car or in a shed. So they're priming children to be kidnapped, in many cases, murdered. And you're like, this makes no sense. These people are a psychotic demon cult in control. Of course it makes sense. That's who they are. And it just goes on and on. They're also giving us the poison shots. Here's Chelsea Clinton and the Clinton Foundation coming for your children with poison shots.
I do think, though, you know, when you ask about the role of public-private partnerships kind of after the last few years, I think we spend so much time, understandably, focused on the mRNA vaccines and technologies. I spend a lot of time thinking about the really unfortunate, to try to use a not too judgmental word, kind of rise in not only kind of vaccine hesitancy and questioning, but outright kind of rejection of vaccines and of kind of science and the scientific kind of process, and also too often on our scientists, our epidemiologists, our frontline healthcare workers. And so I do think we need to have a much more robust conversation and sense of urgency, because I think we are less prepared today than we were arguably in January of 2020, partly because of the kind of lack of trust and confidence in not only our scientists, but in science itself, and certainly in the public health professionals. And so I think we need the public sector.
Because you block the therapeutics and lie to everybody and release the virus and then poison everybody, and they admit the shot doesn't work, but it makes you sick or kills you. Science, science, lack of faith in our science, our science, our science are just buzzwords. Oh, you're in a worse position. Yeah, because we know you're a bunch of mass murdering pedophiles. Continue with this monster.
Certainly in the public health professionals. And so I think we need kind of the public sector to hopefully stop doing things like stripping away public health emergency powers from state public health agencies.
Oh, pause. Oh, we don't want to strip emergency powers from her wanting to put something in your kids. It's all about rape of children, rape of the future. That's Satanism. Continue with this Satanist.
Help. Candidly, like, do a better job of helping explain kind of the science that you are already commercializing and bringing to market, but also what you're working on. And
commercializing, they force you out.
In the broader conversation, not be uncomfortable with the discomfort of uncertainty.
Good pause again. So you know, it's well known that child molesters will use a woman to trick kids to get in the van, and that's all she is. That's why they put all these women in charge as the spokesperson, since we epigenetically don't see a woman as threatening like a man. And that's all she is luring you into the truck, luring you into the van. Continue.
Conversation, not be uncomfortable with the discomfort of uncertainty. And so I do think we need really good ideas for how best to do that, because we all deserve to hopefully not be as unprepared as I worry we are at the moment. And the last thing I'll say is a new effort that we're a part of is the new initiative launched by the World Health Organization last week to try to catch kids up on their routine immunizations. In 2021 alone, more than 25 million kids under the age of one missed at least one routine immunization. And so we're working with WHO and the Gates Foundation and others to hopefully have the largest kind of childhood immunization effort ever over the next 18 months to catch as many kids up.
Did you hear Webster Hubble's daughter?
Because no one should die of polio or measles.
Oh, yeah, the main death of polio is from the shots. Shut her up. I can't listen to her. Webster Hubble's daughter. So that's the reality. We're going to catch the kids up. Catch them, yeah. You monster. But God will punish these people. Make no mistake. And everybody hates them now. Again, there'll be 10 million views on a video, hundreds of thousands of comments, five of them are pro Bill Gates. Everybody hates you. No amount of censorship will fix it. We know you're a monster. We know you're a killer. We know who you are. Now, the Tucker Carlson thing is big, and it's important. And the fact that from his house he can have 10 times the viewers of Fox isn't a slight on him. It's a slight on the system and how pathetic they are. Now it's a giant collapsing facade. We're going to hit that. I've also got another important clip with Russell Brand taking Big Pharma to the woodshed and more. And then we've got a big guest host the fourth hour, and then Owen Schroyer with Michael Yon from the border, 3 p.m. Spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pandemic created at least 40 new big pharma billionaires. Pharmaceutical corporations like Moderna and Pfizer made $1,000 of profit every second from the COVID-19 vaccine. More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies in the 2020 election. Pfizer chairman Albert Bourla told Time magazine in July 2020 that his company was developing a COVID vaccine for the good of humanity, not for money. And of course, Pfizer made $100 billion in profit in 2022. Right. And may I just mention that finally, and this is also a fact, that you, the American public, funded the development of that. The German public funded the BioNTech vaccine. When it came to the profits, they took the profits. When it came to the funding, you paid for the funding. It's difficult not to...
But I will just add one thing. It is possible that these are greedy capitalists who made a lot of money, and also there are a lot of people who did need the vaccine.
There are a lot of people
who did need the vaccine. I never wanted to be told I was one of them.
right.
who had to take it. But there are lots of people who needed that vaccine and would be dead without it. That is true, too.
Bill.
That is true, too. More facts.
All I'm querying is this.
Yes.
Is if you have an economic system in which pharmaceutical companies benefit hugely from medical emergencies, where a military-industrial complex benefits from war, where energy companies benefit from energy crises, you are going to generate states of perpetual crisis for the interests of ordinary people. Separate from the interests of the elite.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to an Alex Jones Emergency News Alert. And good evening, welcome to Tucker Carlson. There isn't just evil in the world, there's also good. And a few weeks ago, Tucker Carlson, with the top news show in the world, got fired from Fox News for telling the truth. And I told you back then, I won't bore you with all the videos, regular listeners saw it, I told you that he would not go with Newsmax, he would not go with the other shows that offer him money. He wants to be totally independent and control his new show, because somebody very close to Tucker Carlson told me that. And also said, look for him to do a deal with Elon Musk. I'm on record, viral news stories, all over the news, me saying it. It's there. It's on record. So yet again, Infowars.com, Alex Jones, tomorrow's news today. It is so exciting that in Maine and in Florida, he'll be hosting a show 12 months out of the year, weeknights, with Tucker Carlson tonight. This is so exciting. And look, you say what you want about Elon Musk, but putting Tucker Carlson on the air, who is not going to be censored or controlled, is another major feather in Elon Musk's hat. So we salute Tucker Carlson. We salute all of you. And I want to remind you, his first video he put out a few weeks ago has 25 million views. That's four, five, six times all the viewers that Fox News has every day. His latest video just launched a few hours ago. Millions and millions of views. It'll have 50 million views. This is so exciting. People don't want networks. They don't want corporate establishment, Disney or Hollywood or any of that. They want authenticity. They want reality. They want pro-human information. And Tucker Carlson is the essential example of that, and so is InfoWars. So we're battle-hardened. We're under attack. But you recognize the fact that we're under attack by these evil forces shows how bona fide and authentic we are. I'm not financed by George Soros, Democratic Party, Republican Party, any of that. I'm financed by you, your word of mouth, your prayer, and supporting us at InfoWars.com. So here is Tucker from his great compound in Maine reporting to the world about what he's planning to do. This is so beautiful. It upsets the system so much. Fox has leaked all this garbage against Tucker. They're trying to put handcuffs on him so he, quote, can't be on cable until January 2025. But in his contract, he can be online because the big cable giants aren't worried about the internet. And it'll be even bigger on the internet, just like Joe Rogan, and will then end up on every channel. So Joe Rogan is huge. He's the king of the hill right now. And I love Joe. He's a good friend of mine. He's right here in Austin. Hell Studios a mile away. But look out. Tucker Carlson's about to go from iconic to game-changing historic. And I'm just blessed and honored to be here. So we're still at InfoWars.com and Band Video. We're still on the air every day, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. Central weekdays, InfoWars.com. Here is Tucker Carlson talking about the reality of what's happening. And remember, I told you all this. I said, don't hold your breath, Newsmax. Don't hold your breath. Patrick Mandeva, who's a great guy, he's not going to go with somebody else controlling him. He's going to go with an independent platform where he has full control. So if you thought Tucker Carlson was hardcore before, you ain't seen nothing yet. And this is another archetypal Carl Jung story of the hero of a thousand faces. This is happening now. Evil is not the only power in the universe. There's also humanity as well. So here's Tucker Carlson with his big announcement that just came out about an hour ago, going viral now. But regardless, we'll see you weekdays, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. God bless.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime six times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
Wow, that is so powerful, so iconic, way better than Tucker in some fancy studio, but in his house, talking directly to the people. That's what humanity is looking for. And his real focus on justice and freedom and unifying left and right and creating a pro-human populist movement is so beautiful. It's what we're all looking for. So, again, we salute Tucker Carlson. We salute Elon Musk for this. This is such an exciting moment. It's going to have tens of millions of viewers a day, probably hundreds of millions. And this is just an example of how evil's not the only power in the world. Freedom is way more powerful if we exercise it. But we've got to exercise it. So for myself and the crew, we salute Tucker Carlson. We salute listeners and viewers for what we've done together. This is a historic time. This is the new renaissance being born right now. And I'll see you live weekdays, 11 a.m. at Infowars.com/show. You better believe we'll be covering Tucker's new exploits that are about to drop and about to make the globals pull their hair out.
Attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it.
by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.